Number three. 那不可能。没有事是不可能的。
That's impossible. Nothing is impossible.
我当然最喜欢的是第二个句子。Nothing is impossible. 没有事是不可能的。我最喜欢这句话。Nothing is impossible. 好，我们来进行三部曲的处理。第一部曲 ,Step 1, Listening.
That's impossible. Nothing is impossible.
That's impossible. Nothing is impossible.
That's impossible. Nothing is impossible.
Step 2, Repeating. 请跟着我们读。
That's impossible. Nothing is impossible.
That's impossible. Nothing is impossible.
That's impossible. Nothing is impossible.
亲爱的朋友们，现在是第三步 ,Step 3, Simultaneous Speaking. 请跟着我们同时朗读。
That's impossible. Nothing is impossible.
That's impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
That's impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
Wow, 经过我跟 Card 的疯狂的演绎，我相信大家一定能够脱口而出这两个句子。Number 4, 是什么吸引你来中国的？
What brings you to China?
What brings you to China? 太棒了！我每次见到美国人都说 Hey, Carl, what brings you to China?
A quarter of the world's population is here.
他说四分之一的人口在这里，所以我来这里看一看。A good answer, very smart answer. 好，我们来进行四部曲的处理。Step 1, 第一步 listening.
What brings you to China?
What brings you to China?
What brings you to China?
Step 2, 第二步 repeating.
What brings you to China?
What brings you to China?
What brings you to China?
Step 3, simultaneous speaking. 请跟我和 Carl 同时朗读。
What brings you to China?
What brings you to China?
What brings you to China?
一定要夸张的来读才能够永生难忘。下面我们进行一下中英文同时操练。What brings you to China? 是什么使你来中国的 ?What brings you to China? 下面是三遍英文一遍中文。What brings you to China? What brings you to China? What brings you to China? 是什么吸引你来中国的 ?Number 5. 请容许我介绍一下我自己。
Allow me to introduce myself.
非常漂亮的发音 ,allow, 超级大嘴鬼哭狼嚎 ,wow, wow, allow.Introduce 是一个极其重要的超级动词。好，我们来看一下第一步 ,Step 1, Listening.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Step 2, Repeating. 请跟着我们读。
Allow me to introduce myself.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Step 3, 第三步 Simultaneous speaking.
Allow me to introduce myself. Allow me to introduce myself.Allow me to introduce myself.
Wow, 跟着我跟卡尔一起朗读，一定可以模仿出纯正的美语。Number 6, 我还没有做出决定。
I haven't made a decision yet.
现在完成时一个漂亮的句子。I haven't made a decision yet. 哇，这个美式发音真让人感觉很爽啊！我再次提醒亲爱的朋友们，纯正的发音是你终生的巨大财富。我们要不惜一切代价，彻底征服它。Step one, listening.
I haven't made a decision yet.
I haven't made a decision yet.
I haven't made a decision yet.
Step two, repeating. 请跟着我们读。
I haven't made a decision yet.
I haven't made a decision yet.
I haven't made a decision yet.
Step 3, simultaneous speaking. 请跟我跟卡尔老师同时疯狂朗读。请站起来听这盒录音带。One, two, three.
I haven't made a decision yet. I haven't made a decision yet. I haven't made a decision yet.
Wow, 鬼哭狼嚎，真的是非常的刺激。下面我们进行中英文的混合训练。I haven't made a decision yet. 我还没有做出决定。I haven't made a decision yet. 下面是三遍英文，一遍中文。I haven't made a decision yet. I haven't made a decision yet. I haven't made a decision yet. 我还没有做出决定。亲爱的朋友们啊，听这盒录音带的朋友们，你们非常的幸运，在录制的过程中，我们的一位美国的老朋友又神奇的出现在我们的录音室里面啊，他的中文、韩语和英语都非常的棒。下面我们请他来自我介绍一下 ，Nabil。
Hey everybody, my name's Nabil. My Chinese name's Dahai.Hope you guys are doing all right. I haven't been around for a while, but I'm back now. I'm working on an album. It's called 坚持不懈 Hope you guys can pick it up.
啊，刚才纳比尔告诉大家一个好消息，他今天正在录制一个 CD， 叫做《坚持不懈》，是不是？里面有英文歌，有中文歌，也有韩国语歌，
都有。
好，我们现在呢，特别的创意，我们请纳比尔来唱出第七个句子，叫 Number Seven。我很抱歉。把你一个人留下，我们请纳比尔唱出这个句子。
I apologize for leaving you alone. I apologize for leaving you alone. I apologize for leaving you alone.
Great! 我相信呢，学这个句子的朋友感到很兴奋哦。我再慢慢读一下。I apologize for leaving you alone. 我们请纳比尔来读一下。Please read it.
I apologize for leaving you alone.
I apologize for leaving you alone.
I apologize for leaving you alone.
我们来进行第二步。Step 2.Repeating, 请跟着我们读。
I apologize for leaving you alone.
I apologize for leaving you alone.
I apologize for leaving you alone.
Step 3, simultaneous speaking, 请跟我和 Nabil 同时来读。Let's read.Together.
I apologize for leaving you alone. I apologize for leaving you alone. I apologize for leaving you alone.
Number 8. 中美应该携手合作。
China and America should work together.
Step 1, listening. 请仔细听我和 Michael 老师，一位新老师为大家录的这个句子。
China and America should work together.
China and America should work together.
China and America should work together.
Step 2, 来到第二步 ,repeating, 请跟着我和 Michael 老师读。
China and America should work together.
China and America should work together.
China and America should work together.
Step 3, simultaneous speaking. 让我们一起朗读，请将录音带的音量开到最大。One, two, three.
China and America should work together. China and America should work together. China and America should work together.
这是我热烈推荐给大家的句子。每当别人问，哎，中美之间应该如何处理两国的关系呢？我们都会自豪地说 China and America should work together.
Number 9.你对中美关系有何看法?
What do you think of the relationship between China and America?
哇,这句话如果能够脱口而出,真的是非常有成就感。我们来看第一步 ,Step 1, Listening.
What do you think of the relationship between China and America?
What do you think of?The relationship between China and America.
What do you think of the relationship between China and America?
Step 2, 第二步, repeating. 请跟我和 Jen 跟着我们读。
What do you think of the relationship between China and America?
What do you think of the relationship between China and America?
What do you think of the relationship between China and America?
Step 3, 第三步, simultaneous speaking. 请跟我和 Jane 同时大声朗读,站起来跟我们读。One, two, three.
What do you think of the relationship?Between China and America. What do you think of the relationship between China and America? What do you think of the relationship between China and America?
经过九遍之后，我相信你一定能够将这个句子脱口而出了。Number 10.这个著名的音乐家今晚应该会来。
The famous musician from America is supposed to come tonight.
这个句子里面包含了大量的这个发音。我们来看第一步 ,Step 1, Listening, 请大家一定要仔细听，听清楚每个单词发音的细节。
The famous musician is supposed to come tonight.
The famous musician from America is supposed to come tonight.
The famous musician from America is supposed to come tonight.
Step 2, repeating.
The famous musician from America is supposed to come tonight.
The famous musician from America is supposed to come tonight.
The famous musician from America is supposed to come tonight.
Step 3, 来到了令人刺激的第三步 ,simultaneous speaking, 中英文请跟我和 Jane 同时大声朗读。
The famous musician from America is supposed to come tonight. The famous musician from America is supposed to come tonight. The famous musician from America is supposed to come tonight.
太棒了，这个句子里面用到了大量的这个发音。这句话的意思是，这个著名的音乐家，这个著名的来自美国的音乐家今晚应该会来。第四部分， Jane's most favorite sentence， Jane 最喜欢的句子。
The famous physician had to make a tough decision.
那个著名的医生不得不做出一个困难的决定。The famous physician had to make a tough decision.
The famous physician had to make a tough decision.
第五部分，李阳老师最喜欢的句子。Number one, 谢谢你帮助我们。
It's very kind of you to help us.
注意要连读 kind of, help us, 要连起来读。谢谢你帮助我们叫 It's very kind of you to help us. 我们来看看第一步 listening.
It's very kind of you to help us.
It's very kind of you to help us.
It's very kind of you to help us.
Step 2, repeating.
It's very kind of you to help us.
It's very kind of you to help us.
It's very kind of you to help us.
Step 3, simultaneous speaking. 请跟我和 Jane 同时大声朗读。
It's very kind of you to help us. It's very kind of you to help us. It's very kind of you to help us.
我们来看第二个句子。如果可能的话，今晚给我打个电话。
Call me tonight if possible.
这个句子非常有用。Call me tonight if possible. Step 1, listening.
Call me tonight, if possible.
Call me tonight, if possible.
Call me tonight, if possible.
Step 2. Repeating.
Call me tonight, if possible.
Call me tonight, if possible.
Call me tonight, if possible.
Step 3.同时朗读 Call me tonight if possible. 1, 2, 3.
Call me tonight if possible. Call me tonight if possible. Call me tonight if possible.
亲爱的朋友们，下面是令人激动的混合训练，我们将三个元音放在一起来操练，这可是超级的挑战，绝对的挑战。如果能练好这个部分，你的美音会有巨大的长进。我们来看 Number one， 她是一个非常聪明的女孩子。先是超级慢速 Super slow。
She is a very clever girl.
中速。
She is a very clever girl.
快速 as quickly as possible.
She is a very clever girl.
Number two, 她父亲是个老师，她的母亲是个护士。
Her father is a teacher and her mother is a nurse.
中速。
Her father is a teacher and her mother is a nurse.
快速。
Her father is a teacher and her mother is a nurse.
Number three, 你旅行的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of your visit?
一个非常重要的混合单词 purpose. 我请 Jean 再读一下这个单词
Purpose.
Purpose.
What's the purpose of your visit?
What's the purpose of your visit? 只能有一次卷舌 per, 第二次就不行了，千万不能读成 purpose, 不对的，应该是 purpose. 好，我们最快速，请进读一遍 as quickly as possible.
What's the purpose of your visit?
Number four, 我们三个人要一起去美国。
The three of us will go to America together.
中速。
The three of us will go to America together.
As quickly as possible. 最快速。
The three of us will go to America together.
Number five, 我渴望在公司里有升职的机会。
I'm eager for an opportunity to advance in my company.
中速。
I'm eager for an opportunity to advance in my company.
快速
I'm eager for an opportunity to advance my company.
Number six, 她是个胆怯而又敏感的姑娘。
She is a...Nervous, sensitive girl.
中速
She is a nervous, sensitive girl.
快速
She's a nervous, sensitive girl.
Number seven. 这个孤儿没有人可以投靠
The orphan has nobody to turn to.
中速
The orphan has nobody to turn to.
快速。
The orphan has nobody to turn to.
Number eight. 这个高级学习字典很有用。
This advanced learner's dictionary is...Very helpful.
中速
This advanced learner's dictionary is very helpful.
快速
This advanced learner's dictionary is very helpful. Congratulations, my dear friends all over China. You did it.
哎，所有全国学习英语的朋友，你们好，祝贺你们。你们成功了，为什么呢？因为你们模仿了这盒录音带，只要你能够从头听到尾，从头喊到尾，就算成功了。
Maybe the tape sounds boring, but I promise that this is the best way to learn.
也许这个袋子听起来有点比较枯燥，但是我向你保证，这是学习的最好的办法。
Close your books, close your eyes, relax and repeat.
啊，合上你的书啊，闭上你的眼睛，放松，来重复，跟着我们学。
Before you know it, you'll be speaking good English.
啊，不知不觉，在你察觉之前呢，发现，哇，你的英语已经有了长足的进步。
Good luck.
最后，我跟 Jane 祝全国学习英语的朋友一路顺风，好运啊，经常伴随着你。OK, 我们下个磁带。下盘子的再见 See you next time
See you next time